And there's a tree that the Colorado is real famous for. It grows up in the mountains mostly.
That Colorado's famous for?
Yeah, those yellow trees, and sometimes they...
Oh, aspen?
Yeah. Do you ever hear them called anything else besides aspen?
No.
Do you ever hear them called quaking asp or quaking aspen?
They call them quaking asp. I don't know whether that's the, whether the quaking asp and aspen are the same tree or not, but the quaking asp is a tree that the leaves all just sort of shake.
Mm. And if you had a bunch of trees growing together, kind of like those cedars you have out there, you'd call that a what?
Grove.
Okay. And the trees that people, or not trees, but the bushes that people plant around their house to make it more decorative, what do they call those?
You mean like hedges?
Yeah.
Hedge. And our hedge is an old-fashioned lilac, which really is a sturdy...
Would they ever call them, would they ever use the word S-H-R-U-B?
Shrubs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are there any cactus in this area?
Cactus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's cactus. There's the little round cactus, and then there's prickly pear. And not too many others, I don't think. Prickly pear are... some of the old timers used to eat a prickly pear. She had to take all the little stickers off of it. And I guess they're good, but I didn't think it was worth it.
And I guess as working on the farm when you're growing up, y'all have really had a problem with weeds. What kind of weeds were bad?
Well, sunflowers and pigweeds was the worst when I was growing up. Now they have, of course, you had Canadian thistle, and now they have. More weeds. They have a Russian
thistle
that's a bad weed. It's like a bindweed that's hard to kill and spreads and keeps coming back. And I know one person tried to kill bindweed when it used to thrash instead of use combines, blowed a whole straw stack on a patch of bindweed, and that bindweed came clear up through the straw stack. Probably 15 feet high. Keep grew up through it.
Are there any other kinds of brushes or vines that grow in this area that we haven't talked about?
Well, there's sagebrush and your yucca or soapweeds.
Yucca or soapweed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Could you tell me the names of local streams in this area? Creeks, streams, or bodies of water that are in this county?
Like the north here is the Arikaree.
And that's a what?
That's a river.
Okay.
And the Republic, the north and south fork of the Republican. And this is the south here is the south fork of the Republican. And going through Ray is the north fork of the Republican. And then there's the Launchman. Some people call it the Landsman. We always call it the Launchman.
And that's a what?
River.
It's a river. Always a river.
It goes into Bonnie Dam. So does the South Fork Republican. And I saw it spelled both ways. I saw it spelled L-A-N-D-S-M-A-N, and I saw it spelled L-A-U-N-C-H-M-A-N. And I don't know which one is correct. Mm-hmm. We always call it the Launch. Mm-hmm. And of course, Bonnie Dam is the big body of water around here now. It's got about, I think, 19 miles of shoreline.
Got any creeks in this area?
Creeks? Well, I suppose we have, but we always just... I can't think of any.
Okay.
That has a name.
Okay.
We always call them sand creeks. Or, yeah, sand creek was one that didn't run water.
Okay. So a creek would be maybe a wet weather stream,
yeah,
or that only flowed
when,
part
yeah.
of the year when
yeah,
it rained.
When it rains. Uh-huh.